What is up? Welcome back to HUTTR Redskins Talk. I'm Kyle Horn, and today, once again, still from Outer Banks, North Carolina, and today we're going to be talking about the defensive line. Before I get into that, I've got to thank Anchor, at Redskins Coverage, at NFL Redskins News. Go give those guys a follow, and don't forget to follow the HUTTR Redskins Pod. Don't forget to follow HUTTR Redskins Pod on Instagram for when post and or when to find out when pods are coming out. Today we're gonna be talking about the defensive line, and let's head on into it. First off, we got Jonathan Allen, leader of the defense. I think he'll be captain. I think he'll be a Pro Bowler this year, but of course that's voting, so it doesn't really matter. He possibly all Pro guy. He's that good. If he's got to stay healthy, remember year one he exited early. He helped us really a lot in the run year one, and then he came in and got hurt, and then he came in year two and just went off. He had 61 total tackles and 8 sacks. I believe that was second in the team. And he's just the defensive leader. I think he's a really good player out of another Alabama D-line guy. He just got selected for the under-25 team by NFL Network on the defensive line. Only Redskin on that. You could also make your argument for Deron Payne on that. But I think it's just his rookie year, so they'll get more from him this year to see if he can make that next year. But the next guy, he just got the extension. 3 years, $21 million. Matt Ioannidis, he had 31 total tackles and 7.5 sacks. This guy is a very underrated guy. He's only 25 as well, and it's nice to lock him up. A guy that I could see consistently having 7.5 sacks, helping on that offense or defensive line. And Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen definitely help him out. Kerrigan as well. It's just so many good guys, and then allowing him to open up and get in there as well, and it just helps him out. He's out of Temple, but they consider him on the Alabama defensive line because he plays like he's from an Alabama defensive line. Well, 2017, he had some solid stats. He had 27 tackles and 4.5 sacks. I'm glad we got him extended, locked him up, less we have to worry about. Just trying to keep that line good, and I think he's one of my favorite players on this team, and I see him being good for years to come. Next, we got Deron Payne. We drafted him last year with the 15th pick overall. Kind of a no-brainer last year. We need to guys stop the run, and he did do that. His rookie season, he had 56 combined tackles and 5 sacks. That's really good numbers for him, especially in defensive tackle guy. Mainly defensive tackles are made just to clog up the lane so linebackers can go get in and get to the quarterback, get the running back. But he made his presence felt even with his role just being to go get that. Only 22. This defensive line is just looks stout. And what else could you say about him? And then next we're going to go ahead into Tim Settle out of Virginia Tech. Last year, He played really good in the preseason. That's pretty much the only time we saw him. Came in, rotated in a little bit for Deron Payne. He had 8 total tackles last year in 16 games. Didn't play much. Kind of a steal of a draft. He got him in the 5th round. Liked him as a backup, but definitely could use that depth, as you will see later on with this defensive line depth. We don't really have that much. So Tim Settle was a good pickup, get some depth, because as you will see as I go on here, like, we don't really have any depth. But yeah, this guy's just a depth guy. And next is Caleb Brantley. We picked him up from the Browns last year. With the Browns, he had 18 tackles and 2 sacks. I'm not sure if he played in all the games, but I think this year he'll get more expanded role. Yes, most of the year he was on IR because we had to bring in a couple offensive linemen. So he didn't play much last year. I see him getting some more reps this year. He's only 24. I see him getting more reps and maybe being a little more productive. Maybe we'll see a couple sacks for him. But I definitely see him on the roster. I am talking about the six that I have on the 53-man roster. He's fifth. And then this other sixth guy, I'm not sure if he'll be on 53-man roster. Of course, June 1st, cuts are coming up soon. Not sure if he'll be on the defense on this roster. Right now, probably just depth. I see us adding another defensive line guy, whether it be an undrafted free agent stepping up or going to pick up a guy like possible Jared McCoy, guys who released. I don't see us going to get him, but that's just an example. Out of NC State, I believe. For some reason, the stats aren't loading on him. He didn't really do much. He was on the roster last year, just kind of as a placeholder. I just see him just being his placeholder depth. Might not even make the 53. Might not even make Peth June 1st cuts. I just see him right now on the 53, but I don't see him truly being on the 53. I think it's called D-Line X. That's how on the Redskins today they said it. And some other guys we have, some undrafted free agents we have, or some undrafted free agents and some guys that I don't think will make the roster. We have Austin Matola, I don't know how to say his name, Jonathan Boner, and Ryan B., and Marcus Smith. I don't see any of those guys. Oh, and Andrew Ankra. Not really sure how to say his name. But I don't see any of those guys making the roster. They're just guys bringing in for the preseason. I have heard a little bit about Ryan B., possible guy that could make the roster. But we shall see in the preseason as we get to see more of them. But with that being said, that's pretty much all we got on the defensive line today. We're going to head into the offensive line. Not sure if I'm going to split it up by tackle and then do guards and or interior. I'm not really sure about that. I'll just have to see how many people there are. And then that just will depend on what we do here. Let me see. Yeah. So I think I'm going to split it up as interior defensive lines because we have, right now on this roster, we have five centers. And combine that with the guards, we have enough to do a whole episode on guards. And so I'll just go ahead and split up and do the tackles. So I think that's all that we have for today. Don't forget to go follow HGTTR Redskins Pod. Check out the other pods. And that's all I got for today. So check it out.